Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the online meetup. Today, we are very lucky to have Mark Drew with us, and everything is being recorded. So if you're watching this later, enjoy. My name is Raymond Camden. Along with Charlie Earhart, we took over the online Cold Fusion meetup when Steve had to resign from it. We've been running this for about 2-3 months now. Lately we've been doing quite a few CF United previews, which is what we have today. This will last about 30 to 40 minutes or so. And today's preview is actually not a preview of a full day class before CF United. It's a preview of a normal 1 hour class at CF United. Speaking of our speaker today, can anybody hear me okay? Okay, and just actually real quick, this is a completely online group. I know I've heard some people ask before if there's a price involved. No, it's totally free. If you want to send me money, that's perfectly fine, but it's definitely free and will always be free. That's the URL right there, http://coldfusion.meetup.com/17. The 17 is a bit unfortunate, but we can't do anything about it. But if you go there, you can actually sign up to get email whenever a meeting is being planned, which is a great way to find out about what's going on. We also have a message board there where, you know, if you don't like what you're seeing, you could tell us. If you do like what you're seeing at these meetings, you could tell us there as well. You know, definitely we need your feedback to know if we're doing things the right way. We don't yet have a regular meeting schedule. Right now it's kind of every week, sometimes twice a week, etc. But again, if you sign up, you will get the email. So that's a great way to find out about when things are going on. Every meeting is recorded. After this meeting, I'll be posting the recording URL on top of the message board, and you can see the link there. It'll also be posted to Charlie's awesome UGTV site, which is a great place to find recordings on everything, you know, not just the online group, but many, many online presentations. Again, as I mentioned, this recording today is a preview about CF United. It is, quote unquote, the premier Cold Fusion conference. I have been going for many, many years, and I could definitely recommend it. It's one of the most fun, most interesting, and just cool conferences that there is out there. This is organized by Michael Smith and TerraTech, 4 days, as you can see, and there's Birds of a Feather. There's also some day-long classes before then. As you can see, almost 60 sessions, so you're getting quite a bit of information there. And this year, it's next week, so I better finish my presentation. It'll be Wednesday, June 27th till Saturday, June 30th. And again, there are 2 days before that of day-long classes. And again, so just so you know, this session is a preview of what Mark will be doing at CF United. Speaking about Mark, he is the CF Eclipse, and he wanted to say, not project manager. I think it was a lead code geek, perhaps, for CF Eclipse, which, you know, pretty much is the IDE that you should be using for your work today. We're allowing him to present even though he admitted to using ASP and PHP. You know, I almost turned him away when I saw that, but I thought, okay, you know, he did work on CF Eclipse, so I guess we can let him still talk to us. And obviously, so again, he loved the product so much that he joined the team, and pretty much he is the main guy right now. I'll let him correct me on that if not. As his day job, he's a product manager at Design UK, a London-based agency. And he has a blog at markdrew.co.uk/blog. And he also co-manages the UK CFUG. And with that, I'm going to hand it over to Mark. And Mark, if you
can. Can I start now?
It's all you, man. Go ahead.
All right, great. I'll just start sharing my screen, and off we go. So thank you. I'm just going to be doing a quick run-through of my presentation that will be happening at CF United next week. I think I'm on the Friday and on Saturday. I want to just apologize to people if it's a little bit loud in here. I'm doing it from my office in London. So just quickly before I start off, can you all hear me okay? stuff, and you can all see the messages coming in all loud and clear. Brilliant. So Ray's already known, Ray, just say I'm the lead developer of CF Eclipse, rather than product manager, because the project manager has been everyone that's become a project manager has kind of disappeared afterwards. With CF Eclipse, I guess all of you must know, I mean, my presentation at CF United will be more about more tips and tricks and what's coming up in CF Eclipse, but basically it's an IDE for Core Fusion code. It's not a editor, it's an integrated development environment, which the whole idea behind it is that you don't have to be changing and alt-tabbing between different applications, which you put as much stuff into one environment as possible. It's a free plugin for a free platform, the platform being Eclipse. Eclipse is a platform for developing other IDEs. There's a lot of other plugins for it, such as Uptana, Fusion Debug, Flex, Subversion, etc., that are built on Eclipse. There's a lot of projects around the Eclipse platform, which allow you to develop various applications in Java generally. Eclipse and CF Eclipse are both open source, and this is good because anyone can contribute, and means that a lot of tools are easily available. So I'll run through a bit of history. Rob Hanrahan founded the project in 2003. Spike Milligan and Oliver Tutman joined in later on that year and did a lot of the work on what you currently use as CF Eclipse that you currently see. I joined in 2004 looking for a free editor and started adding a few little features with the ethos of do it yourself. I mean, if you want something in there, go and do it. Go and find out how to do it and put it in there. In 2005, Macromedia, as it was called then, endorsed a project, which basically meant they weren't going to sue us. And funny enough, later on that year, Adobe joined the Eclipse Foundation, and later on in 2006, Flex Builder. Flex Builder was built on Eclipse. Lots of plugins have been released then, and finally in 2007, we released 1.3, which was about a year in the making, not so much for a lot of features, but it was because we're very bad at versioning our software. So some of the features of Eclipse, I'll go through this very briefly, is that it's available on most platforms. This is very handy on people that have been switching, for example, since you don't have Core Fusion Studio or Homesite. Out of the box, when you download Eclipse without even having to do anything, you've already got Java editing, you've got version control management, you can run Ant tasks, and you've got a generic text editor, so in fact you could probably just do Core Fusion code if you like to use a text editor just built into it. Comes with a web browser, you've got search and comparing and loads of other features already built into the IDE itself. Adding CF Eclipse means that you can get some very nice features for Core Fusion developers, which is tag completion, for example, syntax highlighting, which is what you'd expect of any editor. You have outline of your code, you have methods view if you're using a CFC, you've got some web help, and if you install the Core Fusion plugins that Adobe have released, you've actually got all the help already available in there. We've got a very handy feature called Snippets, which some of you might know, and they're actually much more powerful than you could think. Some of the features I'm going to be showing, which are standard features that you might have seen, is the ability to browse from within the IDE. You've got a scribble pad, which is very handy. Methods view, etc. I seem to have mentioned that twice. Now you've also got a file explorer, which most people should be quite used to if they've used Homesite. We tried to replicate the ability of Homesite, but we added a few nice other features. So the current feature that we also have is a dictionary view, which supports multiple syntax dictionaries. We've added Blue Dragon. This is quite old. We've actually added Core Fusion 8. I had to prepare this presentation in April, and we've now added Core Fusion 8 dictionary, so your syntax will be, you'll get all the new features there. You've got a component explorer, a variable insight that sometimes works. You've got syntax checking, and you can drag and drop files straight onto your editor. So let's have a quick look at it. You can now see here's your standard Eclipse layout once you've got it. So I've got a sample website here, which I'm going to use to. It's not actually a sample website; it's actually the cfeclipse.org website. So I'm just going to use that to show you some of the features. So As you see here, you've got a nice syntax outline of your code. You can see what functions you have just here. If we open up a CFC controller, that will do. Please don't laugh at my code. In the methods view, you can see all the different functions, and you can go straight to the function itself. One of the nice things that I explained earlier is that you can actually see a dictionary view. The dictionary view, what it allows you to see is functions for each of your languages. So you can see here you've got CF8, Core Fusion 7, 6, 5, Blue Dragon 7 and 6.2, Raylo. So you can see all the functions in CF8. You can see all the functions in CF8. So you can also do things like, if I'm looking for image functions, you can see a CF image tag, for example. I think that there's some functions missing. So some of the overviews that we have, which are very handy, let me just close this so I can show you. One of the very handy functions that we have is something called snippets. Now, with snippets, for example, it is to insert code, and it's simply that, but it's also very powerful. So, for example, if you're going to do a CF set for a lot, so you could type CF set something equals something else, as an example. What you can do with a snippet is actually copy it, create a snippet called CF set. You can put a trigger text, which, for example, for this could be set, because we can't keep on dynamically assigning different keystrokes, which instead of assigning different keystrokes, we've got a simple thing that we just put a trigger text, which is set, and press Apple J, or Control J, and you'll insert the text. So if we put that in there, and it's type set and Control J, we'll insert it in there. What you can also do is put variable replacement. So instead of set something equals something else, I might want to actually do something like something. Now, what this will do, if I now put this back into my little snippet and run it again, will now ask me what something is, and it's Elvis. So we'll replace that. But that's not it. What we can also do, if we put back our original snippet, is we can actually say a default variable, such as Elvis, which I quite like a lot, or something. So if we replace something in there, now if we put set and try and put that in, we've now got a drop-down list with Elvis and something. So that's very handy. The other thing that you can do is if you're doing multiple sets, you can put set times 2, for example, and press Control J. So I can put Elvis and then put something, which is very handy. Another thing that we've added to the SnipTree, and this was released at Scotch, well, it was presented at Scotch, what we can do is have something called the SnipX servers. So you can edit SnipX servers, and we'll have URLs. Or if Raymond, if you'd like to shout out the questions so I can hear them, you can actually define SnipX servers, which what they'll do is actually give you a whole load of snippets. You can actually, a snippet server is basically some Core Fusion code. There's two CFCs that you can add to your server, and basically and a database or whichever way you want to tune it, and basically it'll give you access to loads of snippets. So for example, here's a whole bunch of them that we can put in there. So now if we do a simple type, there's a simple documentation, and what you can see here is it's actually added the date, the author, and the purpose. And you can see the name of the file at the top, etc. There are various variables that you can put in there that are static or constants, you could really call them, such as month, number, year, day of the month, username, and current file. There's a list on the wiki that shows all of them. So snippets are very useful. With SnipX now, you're going to be able to share snippets across the internet or across your other developers. In Homesite, I believe they had just a directory somewhere. But we've tried to give this as a service so you can do various things, such as you can actually export this to a SnipX server, for example. So this is my local SnipX server, and it's a CF set. I can actually export it. I can put my email there. And if we now go and say what's up? It's a CFML one, for example. I just select a CFML one, and you can press finish, and we'll submit it. I won't bother at the moment. Steve, yes, you can do code wrapping. There is an icon up here somewhere, which if I have something like this great code that I've written, which is usually not code wrapped. You can actually press that and it'll code wrap it for you. So the other thing that I'll quickly show, I don't know how we're doing for time, is the File Explorer. The File Explorer works a little bit like the one in HomeSite, that you can just expand everything and let's see where my database, where my stuff is. Thank you, Ray. Web server, documents, and here are all my documents, and I can just literally edit them. This will edit anything. So basically, this is our local file, but what we can do with this little arrow here, we can define different locations. So for example, my local file system, that was one location. Now what I can do is a different location, which I'm gonna call this, let's say my web server. You know, web server one, for example, and I can say it's library. I usually mistype this, like, and if we create that, now we have another location, which, and you can see all my projects there. Now, obviously, this is means that you have a kind of like a bookmark of locations, but we can also add different types of locations. So, for example, an FTP server. I'm going to try and see if I can connect to my own machine. So, I think that I think that's it. Let's say I'm going to go to the library. Web server. It's not quite like Dreamweaver. The whole idea behind CF Eclipse is that you don't do things badly. Editing straight onto a remote server is not a good idea. I'd always recommend to work on your local machine. So we're not. I'm not going to try and put features in there which would be basically bad practice. Might be useful, but it's very bad practice. So if I create that, I've now got an FTP server, which hopefully will show me, I'm now accessing my machine obviously, but it's via FTP. And you can do the same thing with SFTP. If you want to add it, you can do it. So the other thing that we've added, I don't know how many of you use frameworks, is we've added another framework, a frameworks explorer, which at the moment says no project selected. But if I go now to my TestCFM, if I open up any page that has is within a frameworks project, for example, this is a Model Glue one, it will automatically detect that I'm using a framework, or a number of frameworks in this case, and it will give me a nice outline of those frameworks. So for example, I've got my CoreSpring file here, beans, and for example, I can go to the page service, I can see what the bean is without having to open up the actual CoreSpring file. But what I can do is actually double click on this, and it will take me straight there. I guess I've got another 5 minutes to show you this. It's quite complicated in the sense of what it can do, but for example, in the Reactor framework, I can go into my objects, for example, and I can see my objects there. And for example, I could add another object. So I'm going to add a CFOG object as an example, and you can see here's the object. And it does some clever introspection because I can say CFOG has many as an example, and it already looks up and see which other objects you have. So it goes, has many users. So it's already put in the nodes for you. If you use Reactor, you see how useful this is. And now I can just say how these two are related, so I can add a relationship between, let's say, user, this wouldn't be quite right, but user ID and ID. So it already writes it for me. There's lots more actions for different frameworks. I'm going to try and show another framework just to show that it works. This is a Fusebox one. The URL for the Frameworks plugin actually comes up from the update site. How you install stuff for CF Eclipse, you actually start it from an update site. I'm not sure this will quite work, but you can search for new features to install, and you see I've got a CF Eclipse update site, and you can update it from there. So in this Fusebox application, if we open it up, we can see that it's already figured out there's a Fusebox application. Shows me the plugins, I can double click on there and it goes straight to it. I have global fuse actions, and the nice thing about this is kind of, it doesn't care which framework you have, you can actually generate your own framework. So I'll see if I can in 2 minutes create my own framework. I think I probably already have in this, but for example, here I've got three different frameworks, ColdSpring, Model Glue, and Reactor, but I'm going to add this mark.xml, which I've just made up. It doesn't open them up yet, but we'll be adding a function to do that. This mark.xml is something I've made up. It's obviously not a framework, but what I can do is set it as a configuration file, and I can say it's a generic one. And if I just reload this, I now have a generic framework with mark, models, events, etc. I can No, I'm just making this up. This is obviously not an actual framework, so I can put a model ID equals Bob. If I then scroll down, as he says, I can see that it's already fixing the model, and doesn't matter if I've got it open or not. If I go to the right project, let me just open a file in that project. It already remembers that that's a framework file, and you can go to the straight into the model. So it's quite handy for example, the lifecycle data services. Someone sent me a configuration for it. It's very easy to configure. I don't think I'll have time to show you here, but I'll show you at TIFF United. And I think that's a little bit that I can show now. Over to you, Ray.
It helps. Sorry, go ahead, Mark.
Sorry, I couldn't answer everyone's questions. I was coming in thick and fast, and I was facing the other way.
Not a problem. I'm going to wrap things up, and then I think we can go into a general Q&A.
Okay. Brad, the snippets are a function of the CF plugin. I think the later versions of Eclipse 3.2, I think, has got a snippets, but it doesn't quite work the way. It's ready for transfer. We added transfer in about 5 minutes. At CF United, I show you how to create your own frameworks. I literally sat down with Mark Mundell at CF Objective for about 5 minutes, and we created transfer support for it. It's very easy to add your own frameworks to it. Snippets is not released. It will be released after CF United or on CF United, maybe. But there might be another project appearing on there that I might release at CF United, which I haven't talked about yet. Ben, I'm not sure. I don't print a lot of my code. No project configuration path defined. It means that it doesn't know where to look for your framework files. So, for example, it will look in the root and in the config. And if you if that's not where you store your framework files, you can actually right-click on a folder and say set as configuration folder, and then it will look in there. The nice thing about SnipX is that CFLib will be one, apart from CF Eclipse, that will be using that you'll be able to get snippets from. Christian, yeah, it's a setting under Windows Preferences, General Editors, Show Line Numbers, I think. LT, I have no idea. I think there's the balls, I'm working on to see how I can fix RDS support for line numbers. There's two places that you can put the settings for line numbers. One's under for editors, and the other one's under CF Eclipse, Windows Preferences, CF Eclipse. CFML editor, I think it is, line numbers, and you just have to tick it. Jim's done a great job in adding a lot of the questions that are asked. I'm actually going onto track.cfclip. You can see a lot of help there. Okay, so I think we can wrap it up. KJ, if you watch the presentation, there's a button there to do a line number wrapping. It's on the toolbar. It's a little yellow button. Trevor, it should be under your views on the CF frameworks. Release dates will be maybe at CF United. What do you think? Trevor, email me offline and I'll try and help you. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming up, and hopefully you can hit me up at CF United.
Thank you very, very much, Mark. Just a few quick closing notes, guys. I want to thank Adobe for providing us with this Connect space. Obviously, the power of it is pretty evident when we have Mark way across the water in England, and we have me down in Louisiana, and we had at one point about 70 people here all over the world. So definitely thank you, Adobe, for providing this platform for us. This recording will be posted probably about 5-10 minutes from now. 81. Oh, that's really impressive. Pretty cool. All right. Yeah, and it should be posted to UGTV, message board, etc. Again, give me about 5-10 minutes, guys, and it'll be online. I'll also add to my blog as well. And yes, those of you who did sign up, you will get an evaluation. Definitely let us know what you think. And don't forget to attend CF United. I'm sure you could still buy tickets. I'm sure they wouldn't mind you buying it a few days before or even right there. Mark will be there. I'll be there. There'll be a lot of cool people there doing great presentations. So it's definitely worth your money. And the next one will be scheduled after CF United. Both Charlie and I and probably most people who would speak at this group will be speaking at CF United. So with that, this is Ray Camden. Thank you all very much for showing up, and hope to see you guys next time. Thank you.